Let me tell you about the online cannabis company that's changing the game, Mood.com. They created an entirely line of functional gummies, 100% federally legal THC blends, discreetly delivered right to your doorstep. And here's the best part. You can get 20% off your first order at Mood.com with the promo code Ravens. Now, I've tried a bunch of their gummies myself. Each one's totally unique. The Sleepy Time gummies knock me out right away. They help me unwind fast, leave me refreshed the next morning. The Epic Euphoria gummies, they're perfect for when your day just isn't going the way you want it to go. What makes Mood special is how they pair the THC with natural herbs and adaptogens. You won't find blends like this at any local shop. They've got gummies designed for focus, relaxation, clarity, even energy, all made from cannabis grown on small, family-owned American farms. No pesticides, no shortcuts, just high-quality weed you can trust. Plus, Mood backs everything with a 100-day satisfaction guarantee. So head on over to Mood.com, check out their amazing selection, and don't forget to use the promo code Ravens at checkout to save 20% off your first order.
Every day, companies you've never heard of are making millions off your personal data. Your name, address, phone number, even details about your family are pulled from public records on the internet, then sold without your consent. There's an entire marketplace built on your privacy, and most people have no idea it exists. Aura fights back. Aura removes your personal data from broker sites and keeps it off. Aura also alerts you fast if your information shows up in a breach or on the dark web. But Aura is more than just a data broker removal system. It's a full digital security suite that protects every part of your online life. Aura gives you a VPN to stay private, antivirus to block threats, a password manager for safer logins, and spam call protection to shut down scammers. Aura scans the dark web for your most sensitive information and notifies you instantly if anything is exposed. And if your identity is ever stolen, you're backed by up to $5 billion in insurance and 24/7 U.S.-based fraud support. Other service charges about the same, but only cover one or two areas. Aura gives you everything. Data broker removal, identity and credit monitoring, device protection, and fraud support all in one simple app. Aura removes what's already exposed, protects what's not, and puts you back in control. Go to aura.com/remove for complete digital protection and peace of mind. That's aura.com/remove.
Attention BetMGM customers. Have a friend who loves sports as much as you do? Here's a chance for both of you to earn a $50 bonus when they sign up through BetMGM's Refer a Friend program. Just sign into your BetMGM account and click on the Refer a Friend program to send your friend a message inviting them to register a new account in the same state you use BetMGM in. Once your friend signs up and makes a deposit, they'll receive a $50 bonus. And once your friend places a bet with their bonus and the wager is settled, you'll receive a $50 bonus as well. Share the excitement and get a $50 bonus every time you refer a friend to BetMGM. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 years of age or older to wager. Ohio only. New and existing customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire in 30 days. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Winning comes in all shapes and sizes. Every day there's an opportunity for a win, just like scratchers from the Virginia Lottery. Every day grab and go, every day giftable, every day fun. It's where anticipation meets instant gratification. And they're satisfying to scratch, no matter the outcome. Like the new Virginia Lottery Scratcher Colossal Cash. It's loaded with $100 to $500 prizes. Now, that's an everyday win. Drive to the nearest Virginia Lottery retail location and pick up a scratcher today. Odds of winning any prize, 1 in 3.21.
Introducing the Lowe's List for Innovation. While our aisles are filled with innovative products, we've selected our favorites just for you. Like the exclusive Whirlpool washer with industry-first 2-in-1 removable agitator. We love this washer because you can customize any load. And with other smart features to streamline your laundry routine, this product is a must-have for families. Shop the full Lowe's List of top picks at Lowe's.com. Lowe's, home to any budget, home to any possibility. U.S. only.
Birdland Sports. For fans, by fans. Find more great shows like this at birdlandsports.com.
We're here
for another film study short here. We have Anders here to talk to us. Anders, pronounce your last name for us, if you would.
Fristedt. It's Swedish, so it's not a common one.
All right. Very good, Anders. In case Anders had a great question come up, we wanted to do a film study short that I think is very timely about the contract signing of Marcus Peters. So, Anders, take us through that and what your commentary is on this.
Yeah, you know, I thought it was really surprising coming out when it did. And you know, I have a three-part question related to the Peters signing. You know, the first part has to do with, you know, how that affects the signing of some of the key free agents, you know, obviously looking at, you know, Stanley, Pierce, and Judon. But then, you know, we've been looking forward to the signing of Humphrey as well. And then the second part of that is, you know, I've noticed that Eric DaCosta has now have inked a couple of really short-term deals. And so, you know, I'm looking at, you know, Ricard and Boyle and Tavon Young and Ingram. So I'm wondering if we're also seeing his kind of unique fingerprints on these 2 to 3 year deals versus some of the longer deals that we're seeing from some other teams. So I was just, you know, obviously really excited to kind of get your thoughts on those parts of the question.
Okay, well, it's a great thing. Let's start with the second question first, because I think some of that's answerable in the structure of what the Ravens cap is going to look like in terms of the pie down the road. Some of the shorter deals we're seeing, I think, are effectively preparing for Lamar Jackson to be one of the very large portions of the cap starting in 2022 or 2023. So he signed technically for 5 years. Including the option year, but the Ravens may want to sign him after 4. So it may be 2022 when he starts to take on a significant portion of cap cost that's more than now. To plan accordingly, they want deals that run out after 2022. So Peters will be signed, for example, for 3 years through 2022, and he makes up a big chunk of the needed value for Jackson at that point. Similarly, the smaller deals for Ricard, for Nick Boyle, you know, our end in a relatively short period of time that will allow them then to plan more actively for Jackson and his signing when that has to come due. So they're in the golden period right now of having a quarterback on the rookie deal, but that won't last forever.
You know, and I know that on your podcast, you talk about that. And obviously we are in the golden period, and this might actually be the most fun season we've ever had as Ravens fans going from, you know, underdogs to, you know, top dog. But, you know, when I look out in the league, you know, you look at a contract like that Russell Wilson has, and I'm taking a different direction here, but, you know, they've been able to stay relatively competitive for the past, you know, 4 or 5 years. Is that something that you have confidence that the Ravens are also going to be able to do, even if we sign Jackson to what I expect to be kind of a large contract?
Yeah, they'll have to be prudent about what they do, but the Ravens are good at having choices to make among the cornerstone players that they keep. And a lot of people don't realize what an advantageous position that is. Because the Ravens have drafted well, they have to make choices between Pierce and Judon and Ronnie Stanley and Humphrey and try and figure out, can we keep 3 out of 4 of them, and or what can we do? But the fact of the matter is other teams often don't have those number of stars in-house, and they have to go out and pilfer some other team's stars, like the Ravens, to fill out their own roster. And that's expensive. It's not, you know, it's not economical in terms of the cap. And the Ravens' position is better. It also has a comp pick return that comes with it from being a consistently good drafting team, which is self-sustaining in a way that they can get then additional picks, that they can turn into additional comp picks 5 years down the road. But it's a very it's a healthy system to have to be making difficult choices about who you can keep among your cornerstone players.
And the key then obviously is developing those, you know, those talents that we get in the 3rd, 4th, and 5th round that we picked up from the comp pick, because that's how we're able to, you know, let some of these other players go.
Yeah, they've been very effective at that in at certain positions in particular. They've been good at cornerback. They've been good at offensive line, and they've been good on the defense interior in particular in those 3 rounds. And, you know, even Matt Judon is a 5th round pick. You know, they've had a couple 6th round picks on the offensive line workout. They've had some third and fourth when you look back at Marshall Yanda and now Orlando Brown working out in the third round. Those are rich rounds. There are teams in the NFL who don't put a lot of value on that. The Ravens are one team who I think can trade by the Jimmy Johnson chart, which is very top heavy in terms of its valuation of draft picks. The Ravens will typically want to trade down relative to values on that chart because they have more value harvested from mid-round picks. So there's one particular guy on Twitter who gives me a lot of trouble for liking picks more than life itself. I like sustainability via the draft. That's what I like.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, you look at some of the players which we got in those middle rounds. I mean, Tavon Young, Nick Boyle, Andrews, Judon. I mean, you named just a few. And obviously it looks like, Eric DaCosta has taken that over perfectly from Ozzie Newsome. And actually this brings up to the first part of my question, which has to do with the, particular skill set that the Ravens have in identifying offensive and defensive linemen. And does that give you more confidence that we could let somebody like Pierce walk because we're more likely to find somebody of value versus I feel like, interacting with you on Twitter that you're pretty high on Judon, and that might be one of the players that we really don't want to see go.
Yeah, I guess let's start this in terms of Pierce, Stanley, and Judon, who are the next three. It was really Pierce, Peters, and Judon, but Stanley they do have another year with if they want to take it. But starting with Matt, for example, I mean, he's a Sam linebacker. That skill set is much more difficult to replicate. A guy who can rush the passer and also provide value in coverage. Martindale's schemes depend very heavily on coverage flexibility, providing pass rush flexibility. So you don't know from where the pass rush is coming. They don't have a lot of guys who can win one-on-one matchups. That even includes Judon. But they have had great success pressuring the quarterback this year, which has been largely scheme and numbers based and not just one-on-one talent based. So to me, Judon is probably the most important of that group to keep because he provides both a one-on-one pass rush guy who's good and even maybe more importantly, he's a Sam linebacker who can drop to coverage. He's the best of the current Ravens in terms of screen recognition, which is something the Ravens have sorely missed without Terrell Suggs. So I like I like what he brings, and I would put him at the top of the of that group to be signed.
That's amazing because I just feel like Stanley has shown a lot of durability, and I mean he's rated as one of the best left guards in the league right now, right?
Left tackles and tackle. Yes, he is. And I'm not comparing Judon to Stanley in that group. It was Judon, Peters, and Pierce.
Yes. Okay. Three. Thank you.
So Stanley, no doubt about it. He will be signed. He will be the highest paid player in the game and it's highest paid left tackle in the game. And he will. He's not really at risk of leaving because his talent level is at a clearly franchisable level. Same thing goes with Humphrey, is that they will not miss the opportunity to franchise him. So effectively, it gives them a little more time to set up the contract. They could get it done a year early, and that'd be great if the team and the player can find some divisible benefit. But with a player of Stanley's quality and similar with Humphrey, I think it's going to be harder to find that middle ground because the players, rightfully, in each case, will want to derive the highest possible market value. I think you're more likely to find that middle ground with Chuck Clark, with Matt Skura, with a player who's maybe established, a good starter, but not at a franchise tag level. And so you can trade security from the team's perspective for some cap savings from the player gives up. So there's more divisible benefit on a player who's a moderate talent than a star talent.
Yeah, and how do you feel like the Peters deal, does that affect Humphrey's signing? I mean, obviously it's not, we have him for, at least one more year, and then we can get a fifth-year option in 21, is that correct?
That's correct. So They really have Humphrey for two more years guaranteed, and after that they can actually guarantee he continues there under the franchise tag. So Humphrey will be a lifer. I'm confident in it. And I'm not concerned about him leaving. And I'm not concerned about Stanley. I think those are cornerstones you build the team around. I think that there are other players now, some of the more senior guys in the secondary, Jimmy Smith and Brandon Carr, who are impacted by the Peters signing. Because if you look at it, the Ravens now have three cornerbacks making very good money. So Tavon is making great money for the slot, and you have then, I'm putting Humphrey in the category, not just because of his current salary, which is good, it's a first-round salary, but he's also a big draft capital usage. So they can't let him go. And then on the other side, they've now committed to Peters, which I think means Smith has to go. And in terms of Brandon Carr, a lot of the question of whether he stays or not will be how much value do the Ravens feel like they can get in 2020 for the versatility he brings between playing safety, where he's now played pretty well, and the ability to move back into corner if the Ravens had an injury and needed him to do that.
And does it also depend on, you know, how Tavon Young responds from his injury as well and kind of how he starts the season?
Sure. I mean, I would be concerned with Tavon coming off an injury like this, and it's not his first, that he would not be the same player. And having a backup makes a lot of sense, you know, from that perspective.
Okay. And then maybe my final question related to this is, you know, obviously already this year we have a lot of money tied up in our secondary. And then with the signing of Peters, and then potentially Humphrey down the line, is that something that is a concern for you? Or does that give us more flexibility because they are, you know, such a lockdown secondary?
Yeah, so Martindale's genius as a defensive coordinator, I'll say it's been very broad, but he's a tremendous snap manager, which really helps the defensive line more than any group because they're a group that rotates, and outside linebacker as well, you know, has some benefits from that. And he's a tremendous manager of the pass rush. And if you have a guy who can manage a front seven inexpensively, as he's proven the ability to do, you know, got value out of Bynes and Fort, you know, guys who aren't making any real money in an NFL sense, then you have some flexibility to pay other positions money. And then that feeds on itself because the pass rush and the secondary, of course, very closely connected in terms of a good secondary will help your pass rush a lot. And I think Martindale, via scheme and numbers, has been able to overcome what is really a shortcoming in terms of talent at the pass rush positions and at outside linebacker and on the defensive interior.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I mean, it's been just totally amazing to see what they did after that fourth game with picking up the players that they did from the street and how they've been able to, you know, plug and play them. I mean, I think it gives us just a lot of confidence in what they're able to find.
Remarkable day. So I've really, really marvel at never seeing a combination of a GM and a defensive coordinator so seamlessly patch up a sinking ship like the Ravens did this season in terms of doing it cheaply. I mean, it's been Pecco, Ellis, Ward, Clark taking over the green dot from Jefferson, which is a big savings in dollars. You have Bynes, you have Fort. I'm trying to think if I'm missing anybody. The acquisition of Peters was done extremely inexpensively for who he is in terms of draft capital sent there. Just been a series of moves that I really challenge anyone to tell me of a better set of moves made in season by a general manager and then by a defensive coordinator to fold all that talent into the scheme seamlessly to fix a defense this significantly.
Yeah, I mean, I thought when I saw that deal, the Peters deal versus the Ramsey deal, I thought that was actually a classic 80-20 move that EDC had picked up from Ozzie Newsome. And, you know, look at how those two different deals worked out and where those teams are right now.
Yeah. Let me just point out, it's nowhere near to 20% of the cost. It's more like 5% of the draft capital. If you really look at the two number ones the Rams give up, figure out where they're going to draft, put them in a Jimmy Johnson chart, come up with the total draft capital expended. Salaries are very similar for the two players, okay? Mm-hmm. But or at least they will be in this coming year. And then you realize that the Rams spent about 20 times the draft capital on acquiring Ramsey that the Ravens sent for Peters. Now, I'm not going to sit here and claim that Peters is unquestionably a better player. I think he's probably played better since he's arrived with the Ravens than Ramsey has played since he's arrived with the Rams. But I think that you could certainly make the argument Jalen is the better long-term bet. It's just no way at that price. No way. Mm-hmm.
Not for what it would have done to us long-term, particularly with, you know, where Lamar Jackson is on his contract. The last thing I'll ask you is, Do you feel like that there is any, I mean, there's no longer like a hometown discount like we talked about for, you know, some other players, but is there potentially going to be a Jackson discount where players are willing to sacrifice some dollars because they know that in the next couple of years they get a shot at a ring? And is that a real thing for some of these players that they're taking into account?
I'm going to say yes. I think it is a real thing. The Ravens, with their win over New England, and I guess it was week 9, to my mind, that was a switching of the baton of the model franchise in the NFL. And the Ravens are now 14-2. They have the hottest quarterback in the league, which the Patriots, of course, always had the proven winner at quarterback. They have the offensive and defensive coordinators that people love to play for. The only position where the Ravens might have trouble picking people up are at wide receiver, where it's not as big a part. So, you know, that might be an issue. But, you know, if anybody playing anywhere on the defense, I think they'd love to play for the Ravens. Anybody who's playing at a offensive line or at tight end, I would think certainly, or, you know, a running back who's free and wants to play behind a scheme that really emphasizes the run, this is a great place to play. And I think Lamar Jackson, you know, whether he's vocal about it or not, will be one of the Ravens' big recruiting assets going forward.
Yeah, for sure. And almost the entire offense is coming back next year. We just hope that we can, if we lose Yonda this year, hopefully we find a good replacement for him, but it's going to be near impossible. This might be him riding out.
Yeah, if they win the Super Bowl, I am afraid that'll be his last game, but we'll see. He's obviously having a ton of fun this year. I won't begrudge him it if he decides to retire after this year, but I'd sure love if he'd sign for another one-year extension, at least play one more.
He is having a blast.
All right, Anders, we really appreciate having you on. This is exactly what we're looking for in this kind of content, is a nice high-level discussion with a fan who really knows his stuff like you do, and you know, being able to have this in a less intimidating time format for people to listen to. Thanks so much for coming on. Can I ask you, where do they find your Twitter handle? What's that so you give out to people?
Yes, I am. My Twitter handle is Swedish Lemur. And that is, you find it on Twitter. You can find me on Instagram as well.
Okay, so at Swedish Lemur. And give Anders a follow. I'm sure you'll find lots of good football discussion there. And thanks again for listening, folks.
Appreciate it.
Winning comes in all shapes and sizes. Every day there's an opportunity for a win, just like scratchers from the Virginia Lottery. Every day grab and go, every day giftable, every day fun. It's where anticipation meets instant gratification, and they're satisfying to scratch no matter the outcome. Like the new Virginia Lottery Scratcher Colossal Cash. It's loaded with $100 to $500 prizes. Now that's an everyday win. Drive to the nearest Virginia Lottery retail location and pick up a scratcher today. Odds of winning any prize, 1 in 3.21.
At Lowe's, we're your go-to for great gardening values every day. That's why we've lowered our price on select bagged mulch, now starting at just $2.88 a bag. Mulch helps prevent weeds and retains moisture. And when you put it down around trees, shrubs, and flower beds, you'll see how beautiful it makes your outdoor space. Just in time to welcome back family and friends. Shop online and pick up in store. Lowe's, home to the best part of summer. Selection and product availability vary by location. While supplies last, U.S. only, excludes Alaska and Hawaii.